Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ravens Wires when the Window Nation guest hotline joins us every Tuesday. Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, we got training camp in full swing. Everybody's trying to make names for themselves and get acclimated and get ready for the season. So it's really exciting. And yeah, before you know it, preseason, it's going to get here. It's already creeping up quickly.
Bateman didn't practice yesterday with an illness, but Zay Flowers did, and he met with the media. We're going to hear from him at the top of the hour, get to the news from the Nest here on the show. But if you were going to put, Kevin, numbers around, because it's all about numbers, it's real football, it's fantasy football, a lot of dough involved. If you were going to project what Zay Flowers needs to do year three after making the Pro Bowl in year two, what is a realistic expectation for him?
Yeah, I think for Zay, having 1,000 yards, over 1,000 yards, is kind of something that I'm putting on his shoulders kind of consistently at this point, I feel like, because of the fact that, you know, in this offense, I think it utilizes his strengths as a three-level receiver. I think he and Lamar Jackson continuing to establish chemistry together. So I think for Zay, you know, and you mentioned the comments that he made to the media, one of the things that I took away from that is the fact that he truly is trying to figure out how he can better his game each and every single season. Whether that is, you know, he was joking a little bit about the fact that he has to just run straight a little bit more as opposed to doing the jump cuts. But he made a point about, like, hey, you know, it's fast out there and you got to kind of make decisions on the fly. But it almost kind of reminds me of Lamar Jackson as the game slowed down for him. I mean, the game slows down for a lot of guys. And, you know, for Zay, it seemed like it has. It did last season in year two. And so coming into year three, I think over 1,000 yards. And I think, you know, for him, anywhere from 6 to 8 to 9 even touchdowns would be really nice for him. I'm not sure, you know, volume wise, there's the ball is going to go to a lot of people. So I'm not sure, you know, for him, like if he was the sole or one of the sole targets in an offense, I think he could exceed those numbers. And, you know, I think he's that talented of a receiver, but there are a lot of players that are going to get the ball this season. But I still think even so, it's going to be a really good offense for them this season. One of the best in the league again, if not the best. And I'm excited to see what they can do.
Well, the thing that I like is the receivers are so talented. The DBs are extremely talented. So, you know, like when the Ravens receivers go against most DBs that they're playing, it'll be like, we had better in practice. And then, you know, the DBs will be able to say that a lot too, you know, when they, because the thing with Zay and the thing with Bateman, they're phenomenal route runners. So they're going to prepare. Both sides are going to prepare each other for the regular season.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I like the most about the Ravens roster is that they are so deep everywhere. But it's not just about depth. It's also about the star power and having those guys like you talked about. And, you know, it's all across the roster where I think that this team is preparing everybody on the roster for hopefully it will be a really good season. I mean, going up against a guy like Zay Flowers and his shiftiness is going to be, you know, challenging, and to have that preparation is great. And, you know, mentioning on the other side with guys like Jair Alexander, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins, et cetera, it's an absolute luxury to have. And I mean, you know, going up and down the roster with the D-line versus O-line and, you know, even Lamar Jackson versus the defense. I mean, if you're going up against Lamar Jackson in practice every single day, you know, it's going to be a cakewalk to go up against some of these other quarterbacks, because you're thinking to yourself, man, we went up against one of the best, if not the best quarterbacks in the league, guy who's shifty, we can't bring him down, we can't lay a hand on him because he's not letting us, you know, he keeps juking us out and making us look silly. And then you go up against these quarterbacks that are a lot more stiff than Lamar, or, you know, don't have the mobility he has or the arm talent he has, and, you know, it becomes, you know, much easier. And so I think that for wide receivers versus corners, having that ability to go up every single day against the talented rooms that those two are, I think it's important.
Now, watching Lamar out there, Lamar looks fast. You know, like he's running away from people fast. You know, and because I think the defense, the first defense is really fast, and Lamar at times makes them look silly.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that the play last season that kind of sticks with me is the one in Houston where he kind of just ran away from everybody, and he said he was jogging on that play, and it looked like he was 10 times faster than everybody out there. And, I mean, it kind of goes to show what a healthy Lamar Jackson can do. I remember in the 2023 AFC Championship game, it's a play we've talked about a lot, the one where he caught his own pass, which was ridiculous, but then the other one where he broke it up the sideline, and I think it was the Jarius Sneed of the Chiefs, and he just couldn't run away from Jarius and kind of gave up on that play, which is, you know, something Lamar Jackson doesn't really do often, and we could kind of tell in that moment that something was up, and he later admitted to kind of being a little bit banged up. But the fact that Lamar Jackson has the ability, and, you know, he's one of the best in the league at making something out of nothing, and that includes, you know, getting away from pressure in the pocket and rolling out and making something happen, you know, off script plays, all of that is what makes him so unpredictable. And, you know, I'm sure his offensive linemen have talked about it too, how, you know, blocking for Lamar Jackson, it's a unique experience, but they love it because, you know, you never know what's coming. And that can be a good or a bad thing for an offensive lineman, depending on what the play is. But I think that for Lamar, that ability, the scramble ability, the on-the-fly ability, it's what makes him one of the best in the league. And when he has that speed to him, when he's healthy, when he's feeling good, you know, we heard the body transformation he went through last offseason, you know, he felt confident that that was what he wanted to do and that was where he wanted to be at in terms of how the shape he was in, and it paid off for him in a big way.
Hey, Kevin, you know who's growing on me a little bit is John Jenkins. You know, he's big, you know, he's 360 plus probably, but he's got some ability, you know, on a bull rush and stuff, and that's a big, wide body, you know, for run stopping.
Yeah, and I think the big thing for him, obviously, essentially the Michael Pierce replacement on the defense, is, you know, being that early down run stuffer, obviously taking up space. You mentioned he's a big guy, so, you know, that's
huge.
Hopefully he's going to be able to do that, and I'm sure he will. I mean, that's what he's been doing his whole career. But he also he's effective. He's available, you know, I think multiple 17-game seasons the past 2 years. And he's able to go out there and just do his job effectively. And I think the Ravens are going to miss Michael Pierce. You know, there are no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But at the end of the day, I think what John Jenkins can bring to the table beyond the early down run stuffer is maybe there are situations where he can get some pressure in the pocket. I'm not sure it'll be as consistent as Michael Pierce did it for the Ravens. Not that Pierce was like a 10-sack guy for them on the interior, but I think that for John Jenkins, doing his role, figuring things out, making sure that he's a consistent presence there, whether it is just availability and obviously taking up space. I mean, he's someone that I think was a really underrated signing for Eric DaCosta and company, just really solid player that I think kind of goes under the radar because, oh, the stats might not be there, but, you know, his impact goes very far beyond the box score.
He's Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, The Ravens Wire. Kevin, we're a little more than a week away from the preseason opener. What's happening on the website?
Yeah, just keeping tabs on everything that's popping and happening at training camp. You have the battles. You have the kicker competition, which is obviously heated up. And, you know, talking about players that are fighting for roster spots, are they doing enough? Are they doing enough to secure a spot on the team? Obviously, preseason will play a part in that. So excited for the games to start, and hopefully a lot of these guys can continue to make names for themselves.
Kevin, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. Talk to you next week.
Awesome, guys. Always appreciate you. Talk soon.
There's Kevin Ostrager, everybody. We'll come back, whip around. Stick around for that. Talk Orioles, Daniel Allen Tuck from the Baltimore Banner. Birds won three in a row. Try to make a four straight. Got the Toronto lineup. Share with you when we come back. Talk about the trade deadline, mainly with Danielle, and some other stuff as well. Then a funhouse trip with Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw. News from the Nets coming up top of the hour. Good to hear from Zay Flowers and John Harbaugh. You know.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I don't want to miss it.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport. Every game.
Everything. Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time of the Whip Around here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Bubba and Bowie, wherever you are, we got that lineup. Jordan Westberg leading off at second base. Ramon Laureano, your DH. Game one, of course, 12:35. Batting second, Gunners at short, batting third. Muscles O'Neill cleaning up in right field, so he's good to go. Ramon Arias, third base, batting fifth. Cedric Mullins is in center field, batting sixth. Kobe Mayo at first base again, batting seventh. Colton Cowser in left field. Austin Jackson behind the dish. No Adley for game one. No Ryan O'Hearn. Easton Lucas is on the hill, lefty for Toronto. Charlie Morton, he's on the mound for the Birds. For the first-place Blue Jays, Lucas is in center field. Schneider's the DH, batting second. Vlad Jr. went deep last night, batting third. Bo Bichette, somebody get him out. Cleaning up at shortstop. Barger's in right field. Clements at second. Loperfido's in left. Wagner is at third. And Sanchez behind the dish. Those are your lineups, everybody, for game one of this day-night doubleheader. Do not forget, game two's at 6:35. We will be at Pickles Pub me, Nolan, and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. So come on down and say hello. NFL news, Bernard Raymond. Colts tackle, 4 years, $100 million extension. So
yeah, third-round pick. Northern Iowa, I believe it was.
Hey, he linked to the Ravens for a minute there, if I'm not mistaken. Bernard Raymond in that draft class.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's good for him. Good for him because, you know, they need a solid left tackle, you know, to handle whoever their quarterback is going
to
be.
Yeah, that's still to be determined. Remember, Indianapolis plays in Baltimore on August the 7th, which is the preseason opener. Hall of Fame's coming up on Thursday, the Hall of Fame game out in Canton, Ohio. And that's always a festive extravaganza. I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to watch it because it's football, because the Orioles aren't playing. And after a couple plays,
Here
we go.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, a week from today it'd be awesome because Ravens Colts are going to be practicing against each other.
Joe Lunardi, you know him, right? College basketball bracketologist for ESPN. Well, today released his latest bracketology, and he's got the University of Maryland Terrapins with literally a remade roster, remade coaching staff as the 9th seed out west, where they will, well, the San Jose's where the regions are and all that good stuff. But if they win an 8-9 matchup versus Mississippi State awaiting them, and granted, we're less than 100 days away from the tip-off, Duke would be the number one seed out in the West region. Other number ones are Florida, defending champions, Houston, and Purdue. But Nolan, the fact that we're sitting here talking about Maryland in bracketology after a cleaning of the house and all the drama that surrounded a team that made the Sweet 16, which almost got lost, quite frankly, in all the other news for the first time in 9 years. Old Buzz Williams is buzzing, and he's on the recruiting trail in a big way, too. So now my expectations have gone from trash to, if they don't make the tournament, I might be pissed.
I don't know about that, but I mean, look, the excitement for the non-conference schedule, that just got released this week in full, although we knew about most of the matchups, headlined by that new NIL Invitational that's popped up in the last couple of years. Some good potential matchups in that one.
And speaking of Terps and money, the basketball tournament, Shell Shock, which featured former Maryland players coached by Juan Dixon, they lost to Country Roads last night. The winning team gets $1 million. Ooh. So they're literally playing for dough. But they go away quietly. Diamond Stone was part of the equation. Terrell Stoglin and Melo Trimble kind of tapped out on him, but it is what it is. But college hoops, yes, you think it's over. It's never over. I mean, what, NBA draft was what, a month ago?
Mm-hmm.
August, there'll be a practice in like 8 weeks. Just, all right, enough already. It's the Whip Around Idiot Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. This day in Orioles history, today's July 29th, 1983, Memorial Stadium. Rich Dower went deep. Eddie Murray drove in three. Gary Renicki drove in two. Orioles beat the Rangers 8-6. Sammy Stewart got the win, 1997. Oriole Park Camden Yards against the Rangers. Cal Ripken went yard. Rafael Palmeiro, he had two ribbies. Rick Kribda picked up the win. Randy Myers was brilliant that year. He had a 29th save. 2012, Oriole Park Camden Yards against the A's. Oakland A's at the time. Matt Wieters hit a three-run jack. All right, Nolan. Omar Quintanilla, he had three hits, including a homer. Wei-Yin Chen at 12 Ks as the Orioles clobbered the A's to 6-1. The A's actually were good that year, made the playoffs. 2014 against the Angels, Oriole Park Camden Yard, 7-6 Orioles. Manny Machado, walk-off homer, bottom of the ninth. Adam Jones also went deep. Nick Markakis as well. Ryan Webb picked up the win as the Orioles are on their way to the ALCS. They get the W there. And unfortunately, 2025 has been an unkind year for celebrities. You know, I've had some personal losses, not trying to make it all about me, but another legend in the sporting world passed away, and let's pay tribute to a Hall of Famer here.
1-1 pitch. Oh! He gets it to deep left center. Look out! Do you believe it? It's gone! We will go to the 11th, tied at 11. Sandberg, in the Cubs' last at-bat, has twice delivered a game-tying home run, a solo shot of the night.
Bob Costas on the call. That was NBC, the game of the week. It was Costas and Tony Kubek. Go back to 1984, Ryan Sandberg, his MVP season as the Cubs would win the National League's Eastern Division. Ryan Sandberg, unfortunately, sadly passed away at the age of 65. 10-time All-Star, 7-time Gold Glover, 7-time Silver Slugger, Hall of Famer, obviously. 65 years old, you know, young guy, only 5 years older than me, younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosed with cancer. Thought it was in remission. But, you know, unfortunately, that thing comes back with a vengeance. And Rhino, one of the great second basemen of all time. Big guy, too. Big athlete. Phillies traded him to the Cubs. It was a bad trade. Ivan De Jesus went back to Philadelphia. Larry Boa went to Chicago. It was a bad trade then. But Ryan Sandberg, another guy that, you know, hey, I was 19 in 84, so it's not like I was a kid. I mean, he's a younger guy, but you know, you watched his whole career. I mean, it seemed like only yesterday he was in All-Star games, winning MVPs and home run derbies there.
Yeah, and Bob, me being, you know, around Notre Dame, I used to go to a lot of the Cubs games and stuff because it was close. And Sandberg was a lot of the talk of the Cubs at that time.
Number 23, Ryan Sandberg, rest in peace. Another legend, unfortunately, lost here in 2025. We'll come back, talk about the Orioles. They didn't lose last night. They won and won handily over the team with the best record in baseball heading into last night's game. Got game one of the doubleheader coming up at 12:35. Danielle Allentuck from the Baltimore Banner. Trade deadline. How many Orioles are going to be ex-Orioles coming up in 72 hours?
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On the Window Nation guest hotline, let's welcome back to the show Danielle Allentuck. Danielle, good morning. How are you feeling?
Good Good morning. Good. How are you guys?
Hanging in there, Danielle. Before we get to the trade deadline and all the zaniness that we expect to go around there, how about Kobe Mayo here? In the month of July, 290 plus, couple of bombs, five ribbies, OPS over 1,000. Hit that missile last night, as we saw earlier, looked, you know, kind of overmatched at times. Seems to have settled in a little bit at first base. Talk about the transformation of Kobe Mayo from a guy who looked like, what the hell is he even doing here, to a guy that might be cemented in this, I don't say the lineup for the rest of the year because Mountcastle's coming back, but you get the point.
Yeah, I mean, I think he probably will be in the lineup every day. Because, you know, I think Ryan Hearn is probably out of here in a couple of days, and they'll need him in the lineup every day. But I think you see a couple of different factors with him. You see him just comfortable up in the big leagues. You know, that's a big part of it. But he's also made a lot of adjustments over the last few months. You know, there was a lot of, I think, pretty justified complaints about him being up here and not playing. But he was using that time to make adjustments in the box. And you're really seeing that play out now on the field.
You mentioned the trade deadline, and Cedric Mullins has been on fire here last few days. Spectacular defensive plays as well. The home runs start to fly out of the stadium again. I mean, Cedric Mullins drafted, homegrown, hand-chosen replacement basically for Adam Jones way back when. Only 30-30 guy in Orioles history. But is it fair to say, and is it a foregone conclusion, Danielle, that Cedric Mullins' time as an Oriole is coming to an end, and what can you tell us about possible suitors for his services here?
I don't think it's a guarantee he gets traded at the deadline. I think it's definitely a guarantee for last season here. You know, I don't see any chance of them extending him, but I don't know if he has a strong enough market. You know, this is really the best that he's looked since April. He kind of slumped for most of May and June. So I think that, you know, there could be a couple teams out there. You know, Houston could use an outfielder. You know, the Yankees potentially now need an outfielder if Aaron Judge down. But it just really depends. A team is really just going to need a strong defender and be okay with kind of a streaky bat. So I'm very torn on whether he gets traded in a couple of days. I think that he kind of doesn't quite know what to expect of his next couple of days either. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion at all.
What happens with Ramon Laureano all of a sudden, who has become a very, it seems, attractive trade chip, maybe trying to sell him at his highest value, even though there's an option to bring him back next season?
I think if the Orioles can get an offer for him, they'll be gone. I don't think they have any emotional attachment for him. You know, they have outfielders coming up to replace him next year. So I don't think that's a huge concern for them. I think Dylan Beavers will be up here next year, maybe even if Gabe Bradfield Jr. So I think if the Orioles get a good deal, he's gone.
Now, in regards to possible guys gone, pitchers in particular, you got Morton today. Eflin wasn't all that great last night, but we know his track record. Sagano was great in the finale over the weekend. Will we see all three of them gone? If one stays, who might it be post-trade deadline?
I think Morton is probably the only one who is gone. I think Eflin, had he not had such an injury with the old season, would have a great trade market and would be gone as well. But he hasn't looked great in his two starts since he's come back, and he didn't look exactly great before that either. But I think he kind of tanked his trade market there. And I think Sugano is such a wild card. You know, the Orioles, you know, went out partly because not a lot of teams wanted him to begin with. So I can't see his trade value being too high. So I think Eflin and Sugano are still here on Friday, and I think Morton is probably gone within the next day or two.
Danielle Allentuck, Baltimore Banner, talking Orioles with her here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Batista's pretty much gonzo, as Tony Manzolino told the media yesterday. Dominguez could be on his way out the door as well, assuming he gets traded. Who's the Orioles' closer, Danielle, starting on August the 1st here?
That is a great question. I mean, Andrew Kittredge could be, a lefty closer. It's not unheard of. I don't know. It could be a good opportunity for some young guys to kind of come up and show. You know, Tyler Wells will be back in probably end of August, early September. He could be a closer. He's got some stuff for it, depending on how he looks when he comes back. But I don't think they'll have a dedicated guy. I also don't think it's quite a foregone conclusion yet that Batista's out for the rest of the year. I think knowing their standing, they'll definitely play it safe for him, but we don't actually know what his diagnosis is yet. They just said he has a lot of inflammation, and they have to wait for it to calm down.
Hey, Danielle, when do you think Masayo, Beavers come up? And do you think Kerstad comes back?
I think a lot depends on who is still here on Friday. I think Fasayo, they are being so careful with him. I don't think because of the way that they've been treating him that he's a guy who comes up because you need a body. You know, he's not in need. I think Devers could be a guy who comes up because you need a body, give him a chance. Why not? Fasayo, they see as, you know, in the same category as Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson and those guys where when he comes up, they want him to succeed. They don't want him to, you know, go through the heartbreak of being optioned and coming back up like Jackson Holliday did. They think Jackson can handle that. They don't think Fasayo can. So I think we see him, you know, in end of August, early September, probably only as a DH, but they are being so careful of him and they do not want him to come up until he's ready. As for Kirk said, I don't quite understand, you know, what is going on with him right now, to be honest. He's not looked great down in Norfolk. I think if they trade enough guys, he'll be back up here because he's a guy you can slot right in who already knows, you know, what to expect. But I don't think that he would be their first choice if they need just like one guy to come back up.
Danielle Allen Tuck covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. Danielle, always appreciate your time here on 105.7 The Fan. I mean, you got a game in like 45 minutes. Get back to work.
Thank you.
There's Danielle Allen Tuck. Everybody, we'll come back. Trip through the Funhouse. Nolan McGraw, news from the Nats coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the Tuesday money? Hopefully you're counting that at 12:15. And then Jeff Blair, Sportsnet 590 in Toronto, talks about the Blue Jays. Why in the hell are they in first place? And why can't they win on the road? Danielle thinks that Sagano and Eplin are sticking around. Are you buying that one?
Not quite. I thought the interesting one, though, was the Mullins stuff, and I'll throw him in there as well. Not really sure what his market would be. I mean, look, you're making some dazzling web gem plays here in the last couple days to really kind of boost that interest. If anyone wasn't sure whether Cedric Mullins is a elite defensive player or not, look no further than the last couple days. He'll show you. So yeah, what kind of return would he fetch? I'm not saying it's going to be much, if anything at all, but if you're the Orioles, you take something over nothing, and I think there is some team out there that certainly has the space and has the need for, at the very least, a defensive bench replacement player, if not someone who could come in and start for you. As far as the pitchers, I've said it before, I'll keep saying it. I mean, there's teams that are so desperate for pitching help that they want anybody and anything with a pulse. And Sagano and Eflin, they've got a pulse. You know, you can argue how much either one of those guys would actually help in a pennant race. Would either one of them actually be in a postseason rotation? Probably not, but they can help you get there. Maybe pitch out of the bullpen when you get there. So I think it's an arms race this time of year. Again, what kind of return they fetch, that's a whole different conversation, but I just think there's such a demand for it. There's more buyers than sellers. I think Morton, Sagano, I think they all go.
Now, if what Daniel says is true, well, her opinion that Mullins is leaving after the season anyway, why don't you try to at least get something for him? And I'm not saying, to your point, you're going to fetch a top 10 prospect from a team, but, you know, he's got limited playoff experience. You mentioned the defensive abilities he has. Okay, he doesn't have a cannon arm, but he'll get to the ball. He goes in prolonged slumps, but you trade for him, help you get to the pennant. You need him to be hot for 2 months and in October. I think he's capable of doing that for sure.
Yeah, and it seems like a guy, not that he's not inspired to play. I mean, again, look no further than last night. And maybe one of the biggest compliments I could give Cedric Mullins is that he'll lay out for a diving catch, whether they're up by 10 runs or down by 10 runs. Any point in the game, doesn't matter, any point in the season, he'll play. But could be someone who's a little energized and inspired by joining a team in a pennant race. You know, he's had a career where he's lived through the dark ages. You know, he did a lot of losing in his career and got at least a few years of winning to celebrate, or as a reward, I guess. But certainly a guy that deserves to be a part of a playoff push.
Yeah.
I think they, to your point, you want something rather than nothing. And I don't think Elias is afraid to pull the trigger on any deal. Like, he'll take anything he can get.
What else is on your mind over there, Nolan McGraw? Because you and I, along with Mike Bordick, will be at Pickles Pub later on this afternoon for BBT, getting you ready for game two of this day-night doubleheader, 12:35 first pitch.
Yeah, more Orioles news. This one not so good. Not surprising either. An update, if you will, if you want to call it that, on Grayson Rodriguez. I know Mancelino was answering a lot of questions about injured players earlier this week. Grayson Rodriguez was conveniently left out of that. Asked for a follow-up. Hey, why isn't there any updates on him? Says, well, he's seeking multiple opinions on his elbow. That's why the Orioles don't have an update. So anytime we're talking about multiple opinions, dead giveaway is that the initial opinion didn't go over well. That's my first thought, is the player didn't like what he heard at first. So now he's seeking maybe any sort of doctor that'll tell him what he wants to hear. This is a disaster. It has been for quite a while now. I don't see an end in sight. I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel here. I mean, this went from they probably not going to pitch at all this year to what is this guy's career at this point? I mean, I'm not trying to be all doom and gloom, but it just this has gone from bad to worse and fast.
And if he has to get surgery for whatever it is, and it appears as though now it's the elbow, they're going to see him pitch next year either. He hasn't pitched in a major league regular season game in a year. I think we're literally coming up on a year to the day in which he has pitched in an Orioles uniform. Was pitching in spring training, didn't really pan out for him. So Grayson Rodriguez, Nolan, to your point, you can't count on him for anything moving forward. And Danielle certainly sounded more optimistic about Batista than Mancelino was saying yesterday, because I was sitting in there like everybody else was, and they don't know anything about that either. You got to get the MRI once the swelling goes down. And what are you going to get? Now you're in August, and he said that was a couple of weeks. Oh, it's not as bad. Let's ramp him. No, screw that. Now, you rest. You relax. We saw that when you're healthy, you're getting as close to being the old Felix as you were going back to 2 years ago. Save all that till Sarasota in February. Don't even, there's no need to bring him back. Audition some other young arms with big, you know, fastball velos and see what they could possibly bring to the equation for next year's team.
Right. And another chance to audition guys. Obviously, the timetable just doesn't make sense. I mean, best case scenario, if it was a minor injury, which if it was, I don't think we'd be in the MRI territory or multiple MRI territory. So he's probably done for the year. I'm not full on panic with Felix yet. Remains to be seen. I mean, if this lingers into the offseason or he has a delayed ramp up in spring, then we can start talking. But I saw enough out of him this year to feel comfortable in his future. But Grayson, I have no idea. I have no idea what to expect here. And we've seen this in the past with them. Felix in particular, right? Remember when before he decided to go all in on Tommy John, that they were kind of...
He was long tossing it.
Right, stringing him. Well, maybe there's a chance he could come back. And a little bit different here with Grayson, but what are we waiting on? You know, what the multiple opinions and everything. I mean, if there's any indication that this is something that would require surgery, let's just do it. You know, let's do it and start the clock for next year. Because any more time that you're wasting is time that you're taking away from him rehabbing, is time that you're taking away from him potentially being ready for next year. It just feels like a lost cause at this point.
Mancelino did say that Mayo's playing both games of the doubleheader and that Ryan Mountcastle expected to be activated when the Orioles hit Philadelphia, which is the series after their trip to Wrigley Field, which is coming up this weekend. We'll come back. We got news from the Nats. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Going to hear from Zay Flowers. We got buy or sell. Let's count that dough. Hopefully here on Turn It Up Tuesday, that Vinny's heading out to one winning drive. Jeff Blair, Sportsnet 590 in Toronto, talking about the Blue Jays. Best record in baseball going into last night. But they're sub 500 on the road. What's that fine line? How come they can't make it happen?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.